Welcome to the phenomenal teaching ministry of Pastor Japhet Joseph, lead pastor of the Pistis Place. It is our vision to see convictions birthed in the hearts of men, thereby establishing Christ. Spiritual growth beckons. Ready?
Now we are going to climax it. There are a lot of people here who are warriors. You were fighting, but somehow the beast rose against you. But tonight, a kind of energy will come on you that you will become after the order of the untamable horse. I thought somebody would shout hallelujah. Ale fahako borote fi aziza tosehai beloria kave. Can we lift up our hands towards heaven? Mohofe, bohofoka sahilo. Just pray in other tongue for a moment. Mahofe nakazo, ezizo feluratos. Amenongarote. Opopofosis keroteat. Moshalifo klerotam rete. Avikle sabadush. We come tonight. We come with burdens. We come under the covering of the blood. We appear blameless because of the testimony of the blood. Hey! Stipo de sabone. Vela hiro klerotesa. We bring witness to the testimony of fire and intensity in the spirit. We bring witness and recognition to the warriors present in the house. We align with the angels of war and we reach out for the comment of war. Femetizo feletas plerino fegumeta chekende yakatoa le parakadia wadieto feres sevedes sevedes skabibabuatananantas vichitemanante. Lord Demakaios. Ah, Pelagi. Whoop the medical attacks over high. Whoop the later cause of prayer. Emily Letters. Camille Vico. Please be seated. God just live in God's presence. Shane Koho Kai. Banate I cost. Rande Kali. Water. Saya zero. When you take time to contemplate on the subject called man, on the being called man, and you take due cognizance of all the structures, the administration around his existence, it is most likely that you will come into one profound logical conclusion that this being of glory as designed by God was designed to play host to spirit. Man is a being, is a creature that is designed by God to host dimensions of spirit. To host spirit. So, in the realm of the spirit, this creature called man becomes the most sought after creature of God. God is interested in this being. The devil is interested in this being. Demons are interested in this being. Why? Because only he sustained the capacity, the stature, to give full expression to the appetites, the desires, the functionalities of spirit. And in the realm of the spirit, if you stumble into spirit, you will discover that spirits are abilities. There are entities with abilities. And because they are personalities with strange and boisterous abilities, it is desired of them that their ability are made manifest. Are you with me? Are you with me? If you are here, you shout amen. It is a cardinal desire in the heart of both God and the devil and demons that their own kind of ability are giving expression even in the natural. If you read the Bible in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and in verse 7, you will hear a statement like, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to what? To profit without. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without. Now, in the study of spirit or the spiritual world, you will discover that there exists a spirit or the kind of spirit that is of light. Another kind of spirit exists that is of darkness. And each of these category of spirit possess certain kind of ability. If you stumble on the spirit of light and you come under the radar or the energy of the spirit of light, there are certain capacity that will be imparted upon you. And there are certain expressions and abilities that you will be capable of giving expression. The same with when you come under the radar or under the energy of the spirit of darkness, you will be aided by that spirit to do whatsoever you find yourself doing, to do it more perfectly. So, if you find someone who has entered under the radar of the spirit of anger, for instance, when he gets angry, he gives expression, a special kind of effect to his own kind of anger when he's angry. And when you see the rage that comes out of him, you will know that this one is not just angry. This is not normal anger. This one is an aided form of what? Anger. The same. You will see somebody in the same class with you, attending the same lecture, most likely the most unserious among you. But you cannot deny that there is an undeniable dimension of the spirit of wisdom that is oozing out of his vessel. Because all of you can gather and you are struggling with the same equation. But he will come and pa-pa-pa-few. So, it's a revelation that spirit
finds expression or gives abilities to men. So if you are lucky, or rather, if you are favored to come under the radar of the spirit of life, you will be aided to do things easily. You will be aided to give expression to the realities of God that is on your inside easily. The same with if you are unfortunate to be a victim of the spirit of darkness, you will discover that all the appetites of darkness can flow out of you effortlessly.
Have you seen someone under the radar of the spirit of immorality? His tongue is oiled. He knows what to say to you to make you lose guard. He knows how to wiggle his way. Have you seen someone under the influence of a lying spirit? No matter how complicated the issue is, he knows how to wiggle his way out. He is aided.
So man become the most attracted being in the realm of the spirit. And the Bible said the manifestation of the spirit is given to every man to profit without. The dangerous thing about this revelation is that it is not only the spirit of God that can give you profit. If you subscribe to the spirit of darkness, they will give you a form of profit. Probably you delight in pride. They will aid you to be prideful, to the point that you are heading to the grave with your pride. And you will not know, because you are aided to be what? To be prideful. Shamile Nailo Simo Valiano Feka Yosai. As you know, segundo treco mono. Spirit rules this world. Man is just a theater through which the dimensions and the abilities of spirit are expressed. And Jesus began to teach us in the book of Luke chapter 21 and in verse 10. He said, kingdoms shall rise against kingdoms. Nations shall rise against nations. That utterance is a prediction of a time that will come in the existence of man that spirit will seek to give expression to all their desires. And man is the main target, is the object that is being sought after. It says, nations shall rise against nations. Kingdom shall rise against kingdom. Now, the kingdom that will rise against kingdom and nations that will rise against nations. It's a revelation of a contest or battle that is taking place in the realm of the spirit. The reason why it is a revelation of a spiritual warfare that is happening in the realm of the spirit is because man is like the main actor in that game.
Are you with me? If you are here, you shout amen.
Parabash. If you look at that statement carefully, you will assume that one kingdom will rise against another physical kingdom, and then war will start. You will think that one earthly nation will rise against another earthly nation, and then war will start, just like Russia and Ukraine. Inasmuch as that is a reality, that is a possibility, I'd like you to know that when nation rise against nation, it is spiritual authority versus spiritual authority that is in contest. And the manifestation is what? In the natural.
How do we know this? If you have your Bible, turn with me to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 10. Oh, Shahilabai.
Daniel chapter 10. From verse 1. You discover that if you read it. Because of time, I don't want to go into the book. You will discover that Daniel, the moment he set his heart to seek the Lord, on the reason why the nation of Israel were still held in captivity, he said he was in fasting and in prayer for 3 weeks. Tasting no pleasant food, tasting no pleasant drink, and he was in mourning, in sackcloth, calling upon the name of the Lord. If you read down, you will discover that his prayers stirred up something in the realm of the spirit. And then when the angel appeared to him, he said, from the very first day that you set your heart to seek the Lord, he said, your words were given. But I was withstood by the prince of where? Persia. I was withstood by the prince of Persia until Michael, the prince of your nation, have to come and aid me before I was able to leave that place to come and attend to you. Listen. The day Daniel decided to kneel down, to begin to call upon God, the Bible says his voice was heard and answers was dispatched. But something happened along the way. Before the answer could get to him, there was an interception in the realms. His prayer activated angelic movement, and this movement stirred up a war among spirits, among chief princes that were dwelling in the heavens. He said, the prince of Persia withstood me. He couldn't defeat the prince of Persia. He had to wait for the prince of war to come. And when you read scripture, you pay attention. These are princes. Hope you know that as a prince, Michael have angels that are under his authority, that he commands. As a prince of warfare, all the angels, all the warrior angels are at his command. And the prince of Persia also have powers, have thrones, have authorities, have demons that are loyal and subject to him. So if you are not careful, you will think the war is between Michael and the prince of Persia alone. But it was a blown warfare among spirits, that lower angels, lower ranking angels, have to contend with lower ranking demons. Lower ranking powers have to contend with powers in light that are of, and it was a chaos. And then the princes face each other. And when he appeared, he said, I was given these words to come and show you. Now, imagine what the prayer of one man was able to do in the spirit. That the day he knelt down and began to call upon Yeshua, upon Yahweh, there was chaos in the realms. This is why I say, kingdom will rise against kingdom. Nations will rise against nations. But it is the battle of spirits. And man is the gateway. Man is the pawn. Man is the being that initiates. Because I can almost tell you that the moment Daniel knelt down and began to raise incense, and incense began to travel from the altar of his heart into the realm of God, the princes of Persia, the priests of Persia rather, they would have taken note of it. And they also would move to start making sacrifice to summon powers to counter the incense that is rising. Have you not seen? When we started preparatory prayer for our meeting, every night we will pray. For 17 nights we were praying. And as soon as we are done praying, we leave. So men will come and march around the vicinity in hoods. We will finish praying. They'll come and march around, trying to undo what we have done. So the moment we began to pray, they also picked the signal that there were people that are not of them, that are trying to subdue their influence in that territory. Just like this place, for instance, you might be thinking that this building is secure. You have no idea the form of enchantment and divination that is being raised against this house, because they understand the incense that is going up from here, and they want to what? To quench it. They want to silence it, because that incense is activating angelic movement. It's causing chaos in the spirit. And as long as that chaos exists, there will be restlessness in the atmosphere. Have you wondered? Please follow me. We'll soon pray. I wish I have time. Have you ever wondered? With all the miracles we see in our congregational gathering and the display of the power of God, are you aware that it seems like people are becoming more godless? Do I have testimony? Do I have witness? It looks as if the more we see the power of God to turn things around circumstantially, to change life, to heal, to deliver, to work miracles, people are no longer moved. But that was not the case in the days of the apostles. The Bible said concerning Stephen that he went to where? To Samaria. He preached Christ there. An unclean spirit cried out, characterized with diverse miracles that were happening, to the point that a sorcerer, when he saw the genuine power of God at work, he was willing to submit his own intelligence. But how come in our own time, with all the powers we are seeing, with all the miracle that is happening in churches and in gatherings, it looks as if the people are becoming more godless? So that somebody can receive a healing miracle, being healed from HIV, next week is back into fornication. I was bored and I began to ask questions. And then it dawned on me that the difference between the miracles that the apostles did in their time and ours is a factor that is missing. And that factor is called the fear of God. The fear of God. The church. Unless this is not my platform. Sorry, sir. I'm trying to paint a picture. A picture that despite the move of God, it is not translating to transformation in most people's life, because the fear of God have departed from the congregation. Pastors have found a way to do this miracle, even whether with the approval of God or not, it works. You know, the giftings of God are without repentance. If he has given you, he has given you. So a man of God can perform miracle and land on top of a woman. It's possible. Are we together? If you are here, shout amen. I'm taking you somewhere where we will pray now. And then you begin to wonder, why is there so much division among us? Why is there so much backbiting among us? Why is there so much hatred among us? Have you not read that the house divided against itself cannot stand? So the season that we are in is the same season that Jesus predicted in the book of Luke chapter 21 verse 10. that nation will rise against nation, kingdom will rise against kingdom. And what is playing out is the manifestation of the fourth beast as itemized in the book of Daniel chapter 7. You know, the Bible says, and power was given to the fourth beast that he warred against the saints and he prevailed. How is he warring against the saints? By this seed he sows. The seed of discord. The seed of division. The seed of betrayal. All kinds of things. Because he knows that the day that we become united, just like Jesus prayed to his Father, when we gather like this and we lift up our voice, we will unseat principalities. We will unseat dominions. We will unseat thrones. So, the fourth beast is fighting tooth and nail to ensure that the house of God is completely divided against itself. So we have soldiers who are giving themselves to the affairs of civilians, giving themselves to the affairs of this life, giving themselves to the concerns of mundanity. Meanwhile, the scripture say, he that warreth entangled not himself with the affairs of this life. But his concern is to prove to him that called him into soldier that he chose him rightly. That he was chosen rightly. So, how is the fourth beast fighting? He throw arrow of disunity. Arrow of distraction. So you see mighty men in the spirit, they are weakened by the things that they have heard. By the evil done to them by their fellow brethren, they are weakened. And it is this same thing that Joel began to lament in the book of Joel chapter 1. In Joel chapter 1, the Bible says, that which, verse 2:4 now, that which the palmer one had left, had the locust eaten. That which the locust has left, had the cankerworm eaten. And that which the cankerworm had left, the caterpillar worm eating. Now, I'd like you to know that this represents powers in the language of prophecy. These are demonic forces that are unleashed against the field of Christ, against the household of God. He said, that which the palmer worm have left, the cankerworm have eaten. That which the cankerworm have left, the caterpillar worm have eaten. That which these have left, and all of that was an attack against the bread and wine. It was an attack against the daily sacrifice. What is the daily sacrifice? Bread and wine talk about communion. They deliberately attack so that you will not come to that point where you will have capacity to interact with God. Where you will have capacity to interact with Abba. So you are shut out of communion with God. Meanwhile, the only person that can stop this fourth beast is the Ancient of Days himself. The Bible says, and judgment was given to the who? Judgment was given to the saints by the Ancient of Days. So to subdue the fourth beast, you must stay in the presence until you attain, until you appear in the radar of the Almighty. Because there is no prayer that you can pray that you will weary out the fourth beast. Because he is the king of the battle of attrition. Am I confusing you? It's like you are not following. He's the king of the battle of attrition. So that such that if you are not a dweller in the secret place, you will be, he will prevail over you. If you are not used to the presence, you are not a pursuer of the presence of God, the fourth beast will subdue you. He said, and the fourth beast war against the saints, and he prevailed. Those that he prevailed over are those that have not mastered the art of staying in the presence of God. So we have warriors, mighty men, great mantles, custodians in the spirit that are far from their reality because they are victim of the attack of the first beast.
If you read, let me show you something. In verse 9 of Joel, it said the meat offering and the drink offering is cut off from the house of the Lord. The priest, the Lord's ministers mourn. Then in verse 12, he said, the vine is dried up, the fig tree languisheth, the pomegranate, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the house, from the sons of men. Are you understanding what is happening here? In the language of prophecy, tree represent people. Hope you remember in Isaiah 60, is it 60? The reason why he said he has anointed me to preach glad tidings, blah, 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 so that they will become what? Trees of righteousness. Is referring to human being. Now, the Bible said if you enter the house of God, these people, these warriors, they are dried up. They are cold. They are weak. They are disappointed. They are limited. They are chained. They are bound. Why? Because the daily sacrifice was cut off, which is access into the presence, was cut off. Because of the backbiting and the wickedness that goes on in the house of God, the presence of God was locked away from the people. And because the presence of God does not come into the congregation of the people anymore, they are not refreshed. So joy is not among them. Every one of them is carrying sad faces because the presence of God. You know, the Bible says, with joy shall you draw out of the way of what? Of salvation. But what happened is that when the presence of God ceases, access will be denied. And what sees the presence? Bread, the meat offering, the drink offering, which is a representation of communion, is no more available in the house of God. It's no more available in the house of God. So the prophet is weakened. The soldier man is weakened. Because that which is supposed to come from air to strengthen him is not available. That which is supposed to come from the very throne of Abba to quicken him or her is not available because bread and wine, the communion was cut off. When they come, they try to break through. There's no access. Everywhere look like brass. Tongue is dry. Why? Access is denied. Because the fourth beast is at war, doing everything he can to keep you dwarfed in the spirit, doing everything within his power to ensure that you don't rise. When you come on the altar and you want to assess the presence, Makiva Hila Kaso Embriate Husidia Fanakados Likesha, and then look as if the tongue is bouncing back to you. Check, the fourth beast has dropped his signature on you. Probably there is malice in your heart. Probably there's bitterness in your heart. Probably there is wickedness locked up somewhere. All of that are commodities of the fourth beast. And as long as you are in possession of his bounties, you are under his dominion. He will rule over you. He will subdue you. That is why we pursue the presence. And you know what the psalmist said? He said, who is he that shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? He said, it is he that have a clean hands, that is of a pure heart. He who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He said, he shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. It was Ezekiel that revealed to us. The elders of Israel came to him. They said, son of man, we've come to inquire of the Lord.
And before they spake, when they sat before him, God came to his prophet and whispered in his ear, he said, son of man, should I really be inquired of these people, seeing that they have idols in their heart? So they couldn't access the presence of God because they have idols in their heart. When they want to hear his voice, they can't, because the idol is strong. So God himself resisted them. He resisted them. You are a custodian in the spirit. Your dimension have not been seen. But the devil know what you are capable of steering in the spirit. And that is why he will do everything to keep you distracted. So the Bible says, no man that worreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. No man that worried. No, if you have discerned the things that is upon us, you will know that there is nothing too big to give up for God. If you have discerned the season that is upon you, you will know that that thing is too meager to cause a truncation between you and your God. There are authorities among us, men whose word is capable of shifting things in the atmosphere. There are custodians of realm and dimensions among us, but that porter is locked against you because access is denied you. Why? Because you are in possession of something of the fourth beast. So you cannot ascend to the throne where transactions are sealed. Have you wondered why you will build and pour? There is a leakage. It's because the trademark of the fourth beast is upon you. Paul came and cried. He said, henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the mark of the Lord Jesus. The scars are there. When the first beast rose against him to bring him down, he could not, because there was nothing of his. Jesus said, the prince of this world came to me, but he found nothing of his in me. Friends, you are part of something that is bigger than you. You are part of a reality that is deeper than you can ever fathom. What you represent in the spirit, Shameli, Satya, Mechalio Falat, Rioke Voko Wakatwa, Munele. Listen, in the place of prayer, we've been given to see what our prayer is capable of doing. This building, like this, as you are speaking in tongue, Makoporokofi Katila Barahaya, before you know, you are transfigured into a bulldozer in the spirit. And then when you come in front of an obstacle, you don't dodge it. You ride through it. You ride through it. You ride through it. The Bible says Jesus, as he prayed, he was transfigured. Hey, many of you joke because you have not seen what prayer is capable of doing. Sir, I'm telling you, you are a tractor in the spirit. There are obstacles standing in the way of the family where you hail from, of your brothers and sisters. And probably they are victims of the false beast, so they can't rise on their own. They rely only on you to bulldoze them through. Will you cherish the commodity of the false beast, or you will arise? You will arise. So some of us are pressed into a realm and we activated certain weapons, but unfortunately we can't wield the weapon. The weapon is in our hands, but as our hands have been weakened by sin, our hands have been made feeble by unrighteousness, our hands have been made feeble.
The Bible says, thou are my badwas, and my weapon of war. He said, it is with you that I will destroy who?
The nations.
It is with you that I will destroy kingdoms. But the question is, how sharp is your axe head? How sharp? Every day we keep losing ground. And you look as if the enemy is stronger than the God we call upon. Meanwhile, the God we call upon has called us into partnership with him. That as you kneel down to pray, realms are open. Portals are open. Angels are summoned. Ranking princes are summoned. You know what the prayer of Daniel did? It unleashed the prince of war in the spirit. You know what your prayer is capable of doing?
Hello. And Monte Covina so sire.
In the book of Acts, chapter 12, the Bible says, a time came that Herod stretched forth his hand to vex Seth in the church. He took James and slaughtered him. And he saw that it pleased the Jews, so he went for the head of the church. He took Peter. When he slew James, nothing was done by the church. But when he took Peter, the Bible says, and prayer was what? Was made. Prayer was not prayed. Prayer was what? Was made. Somebody say prayer was made. Now, if you see what the prayer that was made sponsored, the Bible says he was kept in the fourth quadrant, quadrinium, bound between two soldiers in chain. But one, but when that thing, that prayer that was made was sponsored came, that thing changed the dimension of where they were. So that the soldiers were there, the chains were there, Peter was there. But there was no account of the angel using key to unlock the padlock. The prayer that was made was so potent that it changed the dimension of Peter. That Peter also began to float like the angels. The walls could no longer hold him. As the angel touched him, he entered into the dimension of the angels. And the chain could not stay. The walls could not hold him. He became invincible before the soldiers. Prayer was made. The obstacles, the challenges, it's probably because you have not made prayer. If you make prayer, it will change. Tell your neighbor you are a custodian. You are a custodian of realities. And they said, maybe let me see. You know why God's servant was singing? How many of us noticed the kind of atmosphere that came? If I try to sing like that, right? Even though I can attempt to, I can't summon that flavor of the anointing that came. But rather, I will summon a flavor that is particular to my tribe. I don't know if you understand me. Because he's a custodian of a dimension in the spirit. God's servant is a custodian of a dimension in the spirit. I am a custodian of my own dimension in the spirit. The same with you. But whether your dimension will profit men or not is captured in the fact that you are willing to make prayers. Willing to make prayers. He said, no man that worried entangled himself with the affairs of this life. If you are giving to what people say, you are concerned about many things. You will not be able to contend with the fourth beast. It's real. His actions are real. If you don't journey into the throne room, you will not be able to defeat him. That is why we travel on the wings of prayer. Tonight, I want us to make attempt to ventilate our spirit, and then we will climb up somewhere. But this time around, you are going to let go of every commodity that is of the fourth beast. The bitterness of heart, the anger, the unforgiveness, the wickedness, the little foxes that spoil the vine. If you don't let it go, you can't travel far in the spirit. You will be resistant. The throne room is not a place that everybody can access. It's given to only seekers. When you stay there, Skaita, Sapo, Skiata, Star. Your body is telling you are tired, but you ignore the language of your body. All I want is to see your face. Mahuntahik, Prenos, Stevaho. Your stomach is saying it's time to eat. You ignore it. Minas, Minas, Benofilahi, Kailo, Firak. The realm will know that you are serious. And then suddenly, a spirit will come and give you his ability. That spirit is called the spirit of grace and supplication. And then you that was dragging, struggling, want to go, suddenly, it's like they switch on something in you. And then, woman, mota, koratatakus, imanantiterokobobosh. You enter autocruz, because at this time you are not functioning on the energy of the flesh. Something beyond your realm have come to aid you. The ability of the spirit, God, the spirit of grace and supplication, he has come. And then you will discover that you can tarry as long as you want to tarry. That is when you can appear in Zion. The psalmist say, as the deer test or pant after the water brooks, so test my soul after thee. When shall I come and appear? So it is possible to come, and it's also possible not to appear. Just like many of us have come tonight, whether you will make appearance is a function of your decision. It is easy to come, but it's much more difficult to appear before the king. When you appear before him, you will know. That's where song will precipitate out of the altar of your heart. That's where words will begin to make meaning in your ear. That's where sight will be given. That's where visions will be cast before you. That's where your confusion will be cured. That's where the lack of direction will be ceased. That's where your sickness will be taken away. When you appear before the throne of Zion. The Bible says, and we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a glass the image of the Lord, we are what? We are metamorphosed. The ultimate destiny for you is to be like Jesus. You see, it does not yet appear what we look like. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall look, we what? We shall look like him. Is it will or shall look like him? Or we look like him? That's your reality now. But the question is, do you look like Jesus? The fourth beast is resisting you. But you can rebel against him. You can rebel and say, no, I'm a warrior. And in my clan, we don't give up. In my clan, we are not defeatable. We don't take no for an answer. If I have come, I will make appearance. Is somebody ready to make appearance tonight? If you are ready to make appearance, stand to your feet. You say, as the deer test after the water brooks, so test my soul after thee, O God, to see thy power and thy glory. They say, when shall I come and appear? You have fulfilled the first dimension. You came. It is time to make appearance. You will lift up your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come under the covering of the blood of Jesus. Alehate. Amela. Sovone Farakaya. We are going to take a sharp travel. And as we travel,
there is an atmosphere here that is connected to a lady. If we break through the atmosphere, that lady will be delivered. It's a dark cloud. I see it connected to a lady here. And as we join in the spirit, the moment we shift the atmosphere, the lady will be free. Felesagatos, Mushando Felamatis, Mariano Cleros, Bofenakaito, Marita. It is time to transfigure. It is time to take a shape according to your eternal reality. It is time to assume the shape that you are designed to carry. Some of us are lions in the spirit. Some of us are eagles in the spirit. Some of us are on the altar or the ox in the spirit. The Bible says, as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered. As he prayed, as he prayed, let it rise. Come on. Peace this place. I was told you want to pray. As he prayed, Kaira, Kaira, Kaira Meleno, Kaira Divarote, Kaira Viato, Mehesiva, 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 Wurufikasina, Wurufikasina, Wurukarosia, Shevekerote, Shivaratiako, Shivarakiato, Shivaradiato, Leperina, Peradia, Sabarate, 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 Sabarate. Somebody reach out to your garment in the spirit. Reach out to the warrior garment in the spirit. Say, oh Lord, clothe me, clothe me. Spirit of supplication, clothe me with your abilities. For I want to travel. Sha! O Melekerodia. Kedede de Baradia. Sedididia. Eparadaka didididia. Eparadaka didididia. Eparadaka didididia. Eparadaka didididia. Esobudu de Garode de Domeridia. Sha! Ariata da da da. Ekedededia. Ekedededia. Come on now, it's rising. It's rising, it's rising. The winds are appearing to carry me, to carry me, to carry me. The Bible says,
Shut up! Somebody has said, I said, don't be weak. This is the way of warriors. This is how men are made. This is the way of the fathers. The Bible says, as soon as Zion travails, as soon as the peace is placed away, as soon as the source of light travails, as soon as the people of God travail, we are carried on. Oh yes. Yes, they are here. Somebody, make sure you appear. Make sure you are transfigured. Make sure you change your state. Make sure you are clothed. this son and say, when shall I come and appear? Tonight is that when you have come. You must appear. You must appear. Awake! Awake! Oh, thou that sleepest, and Christ shall give thee light. Kematayash, Faradia, Farid. Oh my God! Oh my God! Kaya! Oh, atope de grato de radiato.
Emmanuel is calling on her. Emmanuel, would you come again? Emmanuel, so the church we see your holy face. Emmanuel, would you come around? Emmanuel, the business place is calling on her. Emmanuel, would you come again? Emmanuel, Satan, we see your holy face. Emmanuel, would you come again? Business place is calling your name. Emmanuel, would you come around? Emmanuel, so your people will see your holy face. Emmanuel, hey, operate Taylor. O protesti vede capreghiata leghe de borocosize e te pratina shabada kadua pratidia pratididia 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 irie irie wadododododo wadododododo e parada kadidi e kadododo e pratidododo e pratidododo Not under our watch. Not under our watch. Not under my watch. I will pray. I will ascend. I will bombard the gate of Zion. Until he come. Until he come. Oh yes. Yes,
Hey! Kadida, 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 Shail.
Oh, dear, my heart.
When you are here, 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 what is possible? When you are here, 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 what is possible? When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, we are mother comforter. When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, oppression the world. When you are here, 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 when you are here. Obos ayer, the menero, the messiah, sado, the dile, kaida hole, sali, wami eniero, iche nilo wane, fariga nilo borone, seike baraya nenoye, the lemero, the memero ayer,
Kai, if you are still weak at this point, find somebody hand and hope. If you are still weak, if you are still tired, if you are not broken through, then you need help. You need help. Find somebody's hand and hold quickly. The Bible says at a certain season, an angel from the Lord is sent to trouble the waters. And when the water is cleared, anyone that jumps first into it is made whole. Kaya. When you are here, when you are here, oh, when you are here, we make a lebron sidero, we make a tidata, we make a rodero, we make a tayo. It's time to jump into the pool. It's time to jump into the pool. Whatever be your desire, whatever be your heart cry, the water is here. It is here. It is here. It is here. Help them, help them. Jump in now. Jump in now. Jump in now. Jump in now. Ay, 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 ay.
Listen, we're at that height now. Where the things the devil stole from you can be restored. We have attained an energy. We are at a location in the spirit, a place where restoration is possible. Your gift is that was lost. It will come back now. Yes. Your weapon that you can't wield is coming back now.
Amen.
Brothers, sisters, you have only one life to live. You don't have two. And every day time is counting. Time is counting. Time is against you. You are a creature of time. You don't have all day. Say, Lord, I don't have forever here. I want to do my part before I depart. I don't have forever here. So that which thou will, do it with me quickly. That which thou will, do it with me quickly. I don't have forever. Only you are the creator. You are the being of eternity. I'm trapped in time. I don't have forever. Whatever you want to do with me, do it quickly. What in a bereke? Bereke. 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 Shakadadadia. Listen. The spirit, the warrior spirit, is in the house, and recruitment or reawakening. Many have been recruited before, but issues of life have weakened your hand, have made your hand feeble, have made you weak in the spirit. But they are here to fan you to flame again. Ah. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. We have prayed. Lord, your hand. We don't know phenomena. First, I'm looking for a lady that is going to scream now. She will scream at the top of her lungs. Holy Spirit, where's the person? As I count three, one, two, three. Show me. If you find a person, bring her quickly. Kala home. Rondo hosod. Kadio meleve. Kali brunundus. Kidombro hosod. Barondo sifet. Kalita. Bosovida. Stomini lile brutundosa. Abulayano gabuata. Ela jalwa lanchambamba. Wajifak baha. Makomba keite. Warakaya. Warakaya. Thank you, Father. Father, thank you for the warrior spirit. Please, this time we want to do activation. There's about to be recruitment. Those after the order of the lion, the hand of God will come upon those with the dimensions of the eagle. The hand of God will come upon those who have been recruited after the order of the beast. The hand of God will come upon you. And from this night, you will know that you are not the same. Turn off a labash. If you can, you lift up your hands towards heaven. Kabo Hofesaya. Father, thank you. Holy Ghost, spread your wing like a canopy. The warriors here, anyone whose weapon has been rusted, stolen, gifted, taken away, in the name of Jesus, let there be restoration. Let there be restoration. Holy Ghost, I call for the dimension of the lion. I call for the dimension of the eagle. I call for the dimension of the ox. Let kings, priests, prophets, let them rise. Let them rise. Let them rise. In the name of Jesus, the seeing eyes, the strength of a thousand ox. Holy Ghost, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Touch. I call them forth. I call for the prophetess. I call for the dimension of the eagle. Kelamas. Farutile. Farutile. Saidevayas. Martele Maradagadish. Take it to the yat. Take it to the yat. Karotisivadas. Oh, every leakage around your life, that it be sealed up. Say, Lord, from tonight I will no more leak oil. Say it. I will no more leak oil. Fire from the letters. I'm seeing a glory descending here. Jesus. I call for the spirit of the warrior here. Recruit them. Holy Ghost. Touch. Felitese. Saparatone. Eliketiadas. I call you forth. Parat. I speak to your DNA. Come alive. Thank you, Father. We take authority over demonic presence. Strange cloud that seeks to besiege this atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, we command you to go back. We command you to go back. In the name of Jesus, every demonic presence that accompany anyone here under the sound of my voice, tonight you are judged. Tonight you are judged. Incubus spirit, succubus spirit, spirit of masturbation, pornography, I judge you by the finger of God. And in the name of Jesus, your influences are broken. Your influences are broken. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Kylo, can you lift up your hands? I want us to devastate the camp of the enemy. You are anointed right now. And as we shout fire, anything that is not of God in the life of anyone here within this vicinity, waiting for anyone outside of this auditorium, they will catch fire. Allah has. Listen, when we shout fire, it's not religion. We are mobilizing angelic entities. The Bible says he makes his angel spirit and his ministers flames of fire. The ministers are ministering angels. So when you call fire, you are dispatching angelic entities on assignment. Are you ready? There is fire here. And I want us to address issues. Whatever is not of God that is afflicting anyone here, causing anyone here to leak oil, as we shout fire, it will be burnt off. And whatever is fighting this house, be it in form of an atmosphere, an enchantment, that cloud hanging there, speaking negatively, as we shout fire, it will catch fire.
Amen.
And every force of limitation hanging around anyone, as you shout fire, it will catch fire. Are you ready now? Shout fire one. Shout fire two. Shout fire three. Shout fire four. Shout fire five. Shout fire six. We shout fire seven. Fire. Etele parataya. Imparato Cecilia. Elite neketile paradas. Shala dobreninas. Eliata copere. Elidie de Baradas. Elidie de Baradas. Elidie de Baradas.